cattle futures recovered some on Tuesday. NCBA unveiled its voluntary approach to enhancing the volume of negotiated cash fed cattle trade. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live trades in the Southern Plains at $106 a hundredweight, which was steady with the previous day and $2 lower than last week. Cattle futures firmed, regaining a portion of what was lost in the previous session sell-off. Other than being oversold, there was no compelling explanation. Live cattle futures closed an average of 74 cents higher, from 12 cents higher in spot October to $1.07 higher toward the back. Except for 10 cents lower in spot October, feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.87 higher across a range of 70 cents to $2.40 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 86 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $210.60 a hundredweight. Select was 17 cents lower at $191.67. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 8 to 11 cents higher through September of 21 and then 5 to 6 cents higher. By the way, there were no trendable weekly auction results available to share at press time. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, buoyed by promising chatter about Congress getting closer to agreement concerning an economic stimulus deal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 113 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 16 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 37 points. Late last week, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association released its widely anticipated framework for voluntarily enhancing negotiated cash fed cattle trade volume. In broad terms, it calls for minimum levels of cash trade in each of four designated cattle feeding regions, as well as weekly participation by the four largest beef packers. In a letter to members, Marty Smith, NCBA president, explained, "The framework explains in detail what we're calling the 75% plan, which is designed to provide negotiated trade and packer participation benchmarks for the industry to strive toward. To avoid tripping triggers in any given quarter, each region will have to, 1. Achieve no less than 75% of the weekly negotiated trade volume that current academic literature indicates is necessary for robust price discovery in that specific region. 2. Achieve this negotiated trade threshold no less than 75% of the reporting weeks in a quarter. 3. Achieve no less than 75% of the weekly packer participation requirements to be determined and assigned to each specific region. More about that in a moment. And 4. Achieve this packer participation threshold no less than 75% of the reporting weeks in a quarter." All of that is outlined in a voluntary framework to achieve robust price discovery in the fed cattle market. It was developed by NCBA's Regional Triggers Subgroup. The NCBA Live Cattle Marketing Workgroup tasked that group to develop a voluntary framework, including triggers, to increase frequent and transparent regional trade to a regionally sufficient level. Levels of weekly trade volume are based on previous and ongoing cash price discovery research conducted by Stephen Kuntz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University. For instance, Jerry Bone, chairman of the Regional Trigger Subgroup, explained that in Kansas, the robust number that Dr. Kuntz identified was 21,000 head of negotiated trade on a weekly basis, so 75% of that is 15,750 head per week. "We did that for every region of the country," Bone said. He was part of a panel describing the process during last Friday's Beltway Beef podcast. As for the packer side of the equation, according to the framework, each of the four major packers shall be responsible to participate in negotiated trade at appropriate and adequate levels within each of the regions from which they predominantly procure fed cattle. At this time, there's insufficient data published under livestock mandatory reporting to measure the participation of the major packers in negotiated trade within each region. So, according to the report, NCBA is currently involved in conversations with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service to determine what packer participation information can be shared under the current livestock mandatory reporting statutes and USDA's rules of confidentiality. The framework defines 8 minor triggers, each having to do with whether or not threshold level negotiated trade volume and threshold level packer participation were achieved in various regions. The subgroup will evaluate on a quarterly basis in arrears the weekly negotiated trade volume and packer participation information for each reporting region using livestock mandatory reporting data. To avoid tripping a minor trigger, each region must weekly trade 75% or more of its robust price discovery threshold via negotiated means no less than 75% of the reporting weeks, and fulfill its weekly packer participation obligations no less than 75% of the reporting weeks. In any given quarter, the tripping of 3 or more minor triggers equals a major trigger. According to the framework report, in the event that a major trigger is tripped during any 2 of 4 rolling quarters, the subgroup shall recommend NCBA pursue legislative or regulatory measures to compel adequate negotiated trade for robust price discovery. In his letter to members, Smith explained, "While certainly not a silver bullet solution, I truly believe that this approach provides the industry a goal to strive towards, and perhaps more importantly, a path forward if progress is not demonstrated toward that goal." Similarly, during the aforementioned podcast, Tanner Beamer, NCBA Director of Government Affairs and Market Regulatory Policy, said, "It's not intended to be the ultimate fix to the marketplace, but ultimately what we wanted is to have the industry in the driver's seat until such a time that it was determined that we can't achieve what we need to on a voluntary basis." That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.